Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Our guest today is composer Amanda Harburg. She's an Interlochen Camp alum, and she's currently an instructor of composition here at Interlochen Arts Camp. Amanda, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Thanks, Amanda.
And actually, we should say Dr. Harburg. You just earned your PhD from Rutgers University. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
And Amanda, you've brought several of your faculty colleagues with you to the studio today to perform your music. We'll be introducing each one before their respective performances. So here's a big question. If you had to describe your compositional style in just a couple of sentences, how would you do that?
That's a hard question. I would say my style starts from a melodic standpoint. And I believe that melody is the window into the soul. And at the same time, I use a lot of kinetic rhythms, frequently jazz-influenced rhythms. My style reflects the culture around us and the music that the classical music, as well as the classical music that I grew up with. And I also think a lot about form when I compose. So I love to study the structures and the forms and the music of past music, classical music, as well as the styles of music around us.
We're going to start with a piece that features instructor of flute Jennifer Parker Harley. You're going to perform this three-movement piece called Court Dances. Now, what's the court in this piece?
The idea behind it is that I was inspired by traditional Baroque dance movements from Baroque suites. So the three movements in court dances are courant, which is a rapid French dance, literally means running. And the second movement is air de cour, C-O-U-R, which is a Renaissance Baroque vocal, secular vocal dance movement. And I use that as a bit of a pun because heart is C-O-E-U-R, and this actually means court, C-O-U-R. And then the last movement, tambourin, is a Provençal dance in duple meter with a repeating rhythm imitative of the French tambour or drum.
And I understand that this piece was commissioned not by one or two or even five flutists, but by 56?
Yes, actually, my dear friend, flutist Cobus Dutoit, in 2017, put together a group of 56 flutists to help support the process of me writing the piece, and they all contributed to the commission. So this was a big inspiration for me because I think a lot about connection with people when I compose. It inspires me to think about who I'm writing for. And in this case, I was really inspired to think of all of these flutists who would be playing this piece on the other side.
So now we'll hear a performance of this three-movement piece called Court Dances. And the composer, Amanda Harburg, is at the piano with Interlochen instructor of flute, Jennifer Parker Harley. Thank you.
Thank you.
Court Dances, music of Amanda Harburg. She's at the piano in IPR's Studio A with Interlochen Arts Camp instructor of flute, Jennifer Parker Harley. We're glad to have Amanda and her colleagues with us in Studio A today. Amanda, you were a camper here at Interlochen in the late 1980s. How's camp changed since then? Or how's it stayed the same?
Interlochen is such a magical place. And when I came here as a camper after my sophomore year in high school, it it really changed my life. And I was surrounded by artists for the first time and found a community of artists. And now I'm sending my kids here and they're finding the same thing. And I see my students discovering the same thing. And I think what we have here, the relationship between the arts and the incredible nature that we have here, and people are so energized to be making music and collaborating. And it's just such an incredible place that we have. And it was when I was a student, and it is to this day.
And next up is a piece with Valade concertmaster Martin Chalfort. It's called Prayer. So who is it a prayer to or a prayer for?
So I composed Prayer in 2011. I received word that my mother had cancer, and this was my emotional reaction. I just sat down and wrote the piece pretty much in one sitting, and she's fine now, so the prayer worked. It started as the middle movement of my viola concerto, and it turns out that it works very well for piano and for solo instrument. Very excited to play it here with Martin, with violin.
Well, here is Valade concertmaster Martin Chalfort with composer and pianist Amanda Harburg performing her work, Prayer.
Thank you.
music of Amanda Harberg. It's called Prayer. She's at the piano here in IPR's Studio A with Valade Concertmaster Martin Chalafour. And Amanda, I have to ask you, before we started recording, you and Martin were going back and forth about a couple passages in that piece and how to approach the tempo, like whether to slow down or stay steady. Mm-hmm. I'm curious what it's like working with a performer when you're playing your own music and they have suggestions that are maybe other than what you've written.
It's really fun because they bring out different perspectives on my music. So the music has plenty of room for interpretation. So Martin was making a point about a specific way that we approached the one of the sections, and he suggested doing it in a way that I hadn't thought of, and I like that very much. So it brings out new things for me in the piece.
You teach composition here in the summer.
Yes.
When you get just 6 weeks with your students, what are your main goals for working with them in just such a short time?
Here, it's a very intense program that we have at Interlaken. It's kind of an amazing program. I don't know any others like it. The students all have to write two pieces of either a wind quintet, a saxophone quartet, a brass quintet, or a string quartet. And several of the students, based on previous experience, also write orchestra pieces, choral pieces, or wind ensemble pieces. And they're all required to do two of those. They get recordings and readings. And on top of that, they have regular recitals that they compose for. So they're composing a lot in a very short period of time. So it's really my job to help them brainstorm, to help them figure out how to structure their pieces. And they're all coming from different backgrounds and different amounts of experience. And then after I help them write their pieces, then we figure out how to handle the presentation of the scores and how to make things as clear and efficient as possible so that when the performers get them, they can read them without any problems, since we have very little time in the readings as well.
Are any of them writing by hand, or are they all using composition software now?
Because they have to do things so quickly and because they have to produce so many parts, we actually require here that they use the computer. Although in general, I do encourage students to write by hand because I think that there is something that happens in the process of handwriting where you can go deeper just by the physical act of writing.
Do you write out by hand?
I do, yes.
Always?
Yes, unless I'm really short on time. And when I don't, if I cheat, the music isn't as good. For me, that's my process. Everybody is different, but I always start with a short score by hand.
And we're going to hear a piece next that is called Feathers and Wax with Valade instructor of flute Matthew Reutstein. Feathers and Wax, that's a pretty evocative title.
Feathers and Wax was inspired by the idea of Icarus and his rebellious nature, and explores the idea of flight and the joy of flight before the tragic fall.
And it's funny because, yeah, in this piece, it's definitely like the joy of that. Like it ends and yet we know what comes next.
And also the youthful spunk as well.
So you mentioned earlier that kinetic rhythms are one of the hallmarks of your style. And there's this fabulous rhythmic motive that we hear in the very first measure and recurs throughout the piece. Mm-hmm. So what's the significance of that?
So when I sat down to write Feathers and Wax, that was the initial idea that just came out of me. And then that turned out to be a building block that I used to construct the piece. So it reappears in various different guises throughout the piece. And just for me, it's just a spunky, playful, energetic rhythm.
Well, here is composer Amanda Harberg at the piano with Valade instructor of flute Matthew Reutstein performing her piece Feathers and Wax in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you.
The piece is called Feathers and Wax, music of Amanda Harburg. The composer is at the piano here in Studio A with Valeid instructor of flute, Matthew Reitstein. Last but not least today, Valeid instructor of clarinet, Yao Guang Chai, is here. And you're going to play a piece that, well, it has the least exciting title of everything we've heard today. It's the Sonata for Clarinet and Piano. So how do you decide on the titles of the pieces for your music?
Titles are really hard. Sometimes I call my friends and ask if they have any backup titles that they can spare. And I find as I'm getting older, I use fewer programmatic titles. I like to leave the music to the imagination. I don't want to impose a meaning or a set of associations on to the listener. So I like the freedom that abstract titles give.
And, you know, you mentioned earlier that when you were a camper and now your kids are campers, one thing that's so exciting is to be here at Interlaken in this community of artists. And it's interesting because I noticed that even happens with the faculty because you've brought these amazing performers with you here today in the studio. And Yao, we're going to embarrass him here. He said he just started learning this piece 2 weeks ago. And everyone's going to hear it. It sounds amazing. What's it like still being in a community of musicians here at camp, even decades later?
It's so inspiring for me. The fact that I could play with these four incredible musicians and that they were willing to, amidst their incredibly busy teaching schedules, and they're such devoted teachers, all of them, the fact that they would come out here to do this project with me and that I got to work with them, it gives me so many ideas for pieces that I want to write in the future. And we build friendships, and it's just what it's all about.
And we were talking earlier about how you interpret your own music with performers. I understand that Yao helped you rewrite the ending of this clarinet yes. sonata just like a day or two ago.
Yes. The very end of the piece, actually, I was never quite satisfied with. I thought it went by too quickly. And Yao and I played it for our friends, including Jonah Kim, who's a cellist here at Interlochen. And Jonah also suggested that we lengthen the ending. And then Yao had a really good idea of how to do that. So we were in a rehearsal and we both sort of put our heads together and came up with a solution that I think is really great.
So we're getting the exclusive performance of the new ending here, not apart from the critical edition
right.
of the score. Okay. And I understand there's quite a story that goes along with this particular piece.
Yeah. So back in 2014, I was in a difficult place in life, and I had been creatively quite blocked for over a year, and I didn't know what I was going to do. My music comes from powerful emotional experience a lot of the time. And at this time, a very close friend of mine from Juilliard, his wife passed away. And when I heard this news, I sort of leaned on the piano involuntarily for support, and the notes, the F and the B flat, that are the first two notes in the piano's bass line, came out. And from those two notes, just in my mind, the whole first movement sort of came very quickly from those two notes. And it's an example of how musical motives can come from crystallizations of emotional experience.
Well, we're going to hear that opening F and B flat from that very powerful moment in your life all the way through to the end of the piece that was just revised and updated yesterday. Here's composer Amanda Harburg at the piano with valet instructor of clarinet Yao Guang Jai performing the sonata for clarinet and piano.
Thank you.
The Sonata for Clarinet and Piano by Amanda Harberg. She's at the piano with valide instructor of clarinet Yao Guang Chai in IPR's Studio A. Amanda, before we go, I have to ask, you're a pianist, obviously. Can you always play your own piano parts? Have you ever written anything you can't play?
My piano parts are hard. And I'm trying to make them a little easier. And I can always play them because I wrote them. So they sort of fit my own awkward technique. But I love playing. And that's the physical connection to the instrument is a really important part of my composing process.
Composer and pianist Amanda Harberg in Studio A today with several of her faculty colleagues from Interlochen Arts Camp. Valade instructor of flute Matthew Reutstein, Valade concertmaster Martin Chalafour, instructor of flute Jennifer Parker Harley, and Valade instructor of clarinet Yao Guang Chai. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you so much, Amanda.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Mormon. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.